The Buck Sexton Show.
Now, the idea that they should aggressively transform energy away from fossil fuels is a sort of delicate way of saying, let's manipulate, in fact, let's dictate market norms, let's intrude upon energy markets to tell people that this is what it's going to cost for you. It could cost a lot less. You know, you could have very cheap oil, very cheap gas, or we could do it our way, in which case, forget about the fact that you need petroleum and petroleum products to create these alternative energy sources that people always talk about, right? Forget about the fact that, you know, you can't create even a windmill out of wind, my friends. You actually need stuff to build these things. You can't create wind turbines and solar panels without the industry that is supported by fossil fuels. You know, those big plants that turn out, these massive plants that turn out solar panels, for example, very energy intensive to create them, right? So once you start factoring that into this whole process, it doesn't look quite as clean as it did anyway. But Bernie Sanders is emblematic here of what you'd really have to call the crazy environmental left. And by no means am I the first to point this out, but somehow it hasn't seeped in enough to our consciousness that the crazy environmental left, they are completely detached from reality on this, and they are angry about it. They are vitriolic. They are vindictive. If they have to go after people to make examples of them, it's to save the planet. What wouldn't you do to save the planet? We've already heard talk about how you're a climate change denier, of course, directly intended to associate with Holocaust denial, because that's a moral equivalency that they like to make there. Think about that one for a second. People have piled on to PETA in the past for saying that killing millions in the death chambers is one thing, but killing billions of animals every year is another. That's a rough version of what PETA once said, and fortunately PETA got hammered for that one. But to somehow say that questioning climate change makes you like somebody that says the Holocaust never existed, oh, that's totally normal discourse. Yeah, that's fine. That's not something that should be raising alarm bells for any of us at all. No, they're completely insane. They are detached from reality. They think Al Gore is a scientist. They think that recycling is a sign of being a good person. They think we should all ride bicycles, while a lot of them, by the way, take private jets. This has become a state of derangement, and it shows you how powerful this environmentalist derangement is, that the White House will pander to them. There is no, even if you believe in climate change, even if you believe that climate change is a dire threat to the world, there is no difference that will be made by President Obama doing this, except oil bad, fossil fuel bad. That's all they have. Nothing else. Let's all solar panel good. That's all they have. They don't have some alternative version of events to offer you. They pretend to be pro-science, of course. There's nothing scientific about this willingness to stand in the way of infrastructure, which they say they care about, thousands and thousands of jobs, which they say they care about. In fact, safer for the environment than other methods of transferring this oil, which they pretend to care about. They are wrong on all counts. But the president is a political coward, and so he has vetoed this. The president's not willing to stand up and actually do what any rational person in this situation would do if it was about what's right. As we see with this White House, of course, it's about what's politically effective for them. That's all that they really particularly care about.